sharing your testimony. Oh, what an exciting thing to do. Sharing your testimony, perhaps on a Sunday with everybody there, guests and friends, brothers and sisters in the church. That's what we're talking about today in part six of the series, Guidance for Those Hosting Parts of Sunday Worship, teaching tip number 379. So we're carrying on exploring this idea of how do we speak well in different parts of our service, and today talking about testimony. Now, first of all, we should ask ourselves, actually, what is a testimony? Because we shouldn't assume everybody has the same perspective on this, because there are different views. So in the scriptures, briefly, and all these references are in the show notes, in the New Revised Standard Version, the word, English word testify, and its variants occur 72 times in 70 verses in the New Testament. The Greek words involved are in the show notes, but basically they mean pretty much the same thing. To testify, to declare solemnly, to bear witness, to suffer martyrdom, to testify, to bear witness, to witness against possibly as well. But all in all, when you put all those together, and I've given you some references in the scriptures, all in all, the emphasis of those situations is to talk gladly and boldly about the work of God in your life, on a personal level, to talk gladly and boldly about God's work in and through you. That's a testimony. So a testimony can be, and traditionally is mostly, about how you came to know Christ. That's the most traditional version, and that's fine. But it also can be about how you've personally seen God's work in your life in some area that isn't directly connected to your salvation. So that's what a testimony is or can be. So with those principles in mind, let's consider a few tips. Number one is make it personal. Make it personal. In other words, when you're doing a testimony, give us enough personal information so that we can see you as a person, not a thing, not just someone who just got baptized, who got wet, but someone whose life was transformed by Jesus, by God working in your life. For example, if you look at the Apostle Paul and his testimonies about his conversion in Acts 22 and Acts 26, you will see many I statements. Not just this happened, that happened, this was the sequence of events, but I this and I that. He mentions God a lot, more on God in a moment. The key words to remember that will help you ensure your testimony is personal are details and emotions. Details and emotions. In other words, rather than saying, when I first came to church, I was a young man, which would be true of me, that's true, but more personal is something like, when I first came to church, I was 23 years old, engaged to be married, and terrified. I've got emotions and details in there. 23, engaged, terrified. I was engaged. I don't know how to have a Christian marriage. I don't know how to do that when I first started coming to church. 39 years later, still figuring it out. But anyway, when I first came to church, I was a young man is accurate, but it is uninspiring, uninvolving. I was 23, engaged and terrified. You'll be paying attention to that, won't you? So details and emotions, or something like this also. When some men from the church studied the Bible with me, I was convicted. That's true. It's got jargon in it. For guests won't know necessarily what the word convicted meant. But rather than that, it might be better to say, when Doug and Chris, right, details, personal. When Doug and Chris sat down with me, detail, now they can get in their heads the idea we're sitting down together. When they sat down with me and explained the teachings of Jesus, bringing Jesus into it here, I was amazed, emotions. I was amazed at how relevant they were to my life. And they could go on from there. That's personal. So you see what I'm saying here? Make it personal by including detail and emotions. That's the first thing. Secondly, God, of course. God is the second thing we need to talk about here. Be sure to talk about God. Your story is not only your story, it's yours and God's story. Use scripture where it's relevant. I think that helps to bring God into the testimony talk, but also into the minds of the people who are listening, especially those who are not yet Christians. Some testimonies can be, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that, I came to church, I studied the Bible, I got baptized. That's all true. But what was God doing? You know, before I came to church, God was stirring something in me. I'd read this scripture, which I had. I've put it in the show notes, so I won't read it now. But Isaiah 30, verses 19 to 22. I'd read this before I came to church, and I had prayed that it would become true in my life. So when I read this, I'm talking about how God was already at work before I even stepped through the door of the church. It's about God. The reason that I share about this is because I had prayed about it and it came true. God did something special. So personal and God. Those are the two key things, really, in testimonies. Some questions for reflection and discussion if you're working through this with a group of friends. I wonder, what do you think makes a testimony powerful? What makes it more than just a dry recitation of events and facts? What makes it powerful? How can we make our testimonies about God, not just about us? And as you prepare your testimony, and if you haven't done your testimony, why not volunteer? Ask the person leading the church, if it's not you, could I share my testimony one Sunday or on one occasion? And then prepare it. And as you prepare your testimony, the critical question, you can have this sort of there in front of you as you're preparing what you're going to say. The question is simply this: how can I, in doing my testimony, how can I help everyone present to grow in their awe at the power and grace of God? Because we want it again to be about God. How can I help everybody grow in their awe at the power and grace of God? And summarizing, I have written and recorded on this topic previously, and you'll find some useful tips at the link I've put in the show notes. So have a look there. I base them on a book which I read a while ago, which I found very helpful. And I will just wrap up with a challenge of the week. So this is your challenge for the week. Next time you have an opportunity to share your testimony, aim for these three goals. Let me give you three challenges, right? Three goals for your next testimony. Number one, make it short. Leave people wanting more. Maybe 5 minutes or less. Make it short, make it personal, and make it about God. See what happens. Next time, we're going to explore speaking at the Lord's Supper. So please do add your comments on this week's topic about testimonies. We learn best when we learn in community, so leave your comment publicly where we can all see it. If you'd like to, please do consider joining AIM UK in Ireland for faith-building teaching. The link is in the show notes. If you have a question about the Bible, email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. Pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit. Subscribe, leave a review, and always remember to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care, and God bless.